Wow.
Fifteen minutes after 5 o'clock, Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bullbarch and Matt Douglas with you. You have us until 6:35. You know, I just realized, man, I missed the boat on this. I actually should have gone to the well with something different. Because anytime we have Jeff Hartz with the Cleveland Haunts Club in studio with us, I've got to come up with something scarier than Bismarck Key, don't I?
Yeah, I'm sure he had probably a Halloween song or something back in the day. Everyone did back in those days. Right? Yeah. Fresh Prince had the Nightmare on My Street.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot
Everybody
all about that.
Everybody had something back then.
Forgot all about that. Well, the next time Jeff comes in there studio, maybe I'll have that dialed up. Jeff Hartz with the Cleveland Haunts Club has joined us here in studio. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. It's sunny and 75 outside. This is kind of sort of San Diego weather, right? It borders
on that,
doesn't it?
That's about right, yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? We're not that far away from Halloween, you know. You and I exchanged emails last week, and I thought, holy smokes. You know, we're just about at that time of the year where people start getting really geared up for Halloween, 100% unsolicited. I'm sitting down at dinner with my wife the other night. She looks at me and says, what are we going to dress up as for Halloween this year? I thought, well, that's really weird. Jeff just sent me an email saying, hey, this is what we have coming up over the next few weeks here, and I thought, geez, oh man, your timing is impeccable. So the wheels are already spinning, and the Cleveland Haunts Club, a little bit later on, a few weeks away from having the Haunted Garage Sale, one of my favorite events of the year.
Yeah, it's coming quick, and we're actually expanding it. We've made some changes to it. It should be a bigger event, more of a festival-type atmosphere with food trucks and things of that nature, more outside vendors, and a bigger presence by hearses, which should be fun. So, yeah, we're looking forward to a bigger and better event this year.
Give us an idea as to what you're looking for with the hearses. Now, see, I was there a couple of years ago. It was a blast. It was a lot of fun. Are you guys doing the same location at Bay Village?
It is, yeah. It's at the Community House on Cahoon Road in Bay Village. It's right on the lake. It's a beautiful location. You know, we've got the breeze coming off the lake and the nice view and all that. And hopefully it's a beautiful day like today. But it's been a great location for us. We've got the Community House, which is over 100-year-old building, and it has that atmosphere of being kind of spooky, and so we found that to be a great location for us. But we've expanded the outside. We're in the yard, and you know, the cars are going to be around the road that circles by the building, and we've included some themed vehicles like Jurassic Park themed Jeeps and things like that. The Cleveland Ghostbusters are there every year, you know, and they've got their Ecto vehicle, and as I said, we've included some more food trucks. Last year we had the one food truck, and it was really popular, and so we wanted to expand that. So we're going to have Jones Bones, which is a big food truck around here in the area. It's pulled pork and barbecue, things of that nature. And then we're also going to have Country Crunchins, which is a kettle corn truck that's from this area in Elyria, and that's what we try to do, is make it more local places, so we get that feel and, you know, kind of give back to them. And basically they can come in, they can sell their food, hopefully do well. We've had some big crowds. You were there. I think we had over 600 people there last year, and we're expecting a bigger crowd this year. So, you know, it should be a fun event.
Now, are people dressed up when they come to this event?
There actually are some people that come dressed up, and the kids, we've had kids come in costume, because any opportunity to get into character and have fun with it, you know. And then, as I said, the Ghostbusters are there in character, but we do encourage that if people want to. It might be a little hot to have the makeup on and all that stuff, but hey, if that's your, you know, your thing, go for it.
It sounds like you guys, it's kind of turned into a convention type atmosphere.
It almost is, and I use the term festival because it's outside, sure. And we've expanded the hours, where in the past it was from 10 to 2, and we're going from 10 to 4, because we had people said, we're still having fun, it's ending too early, so we're going to go an extra 2 hours and see how that goes. And the nice thing is, it's free for people to come. If they're driving down the street and they see this, you know, and driving by, what's with all the hearses, you know? And there's food trucks. We're hoping these will be attractions to draw people in, but there's no charge to get in, and it's really minimal for vendors. It's just like $25 a table. If someone was interested, and if they had a bunch of costumes and props and decorations, and they wanted to sell them so they could buy more more costumes and props and decorations than they could get a table and do that. They just reach out to CleveHauntClub@gmail.com. They can reach out to me and I can give them information on vending. And everyone's done really well, and it's a lot of fun.
You mentioned the cars, too. Are those from the area, or you got people coming from how many movie cars, I guess, are people designing their vehicles after?
I'm interested to see how many of the Jurassic Park. This is a new thing to me. One of our members, Raymond Kent, he just had his Jeep converted to the whole Jurassic Park theme.
That's awesome.
And I'm like, oh, that's great, you know. And he goes, yeah, there's a whole club. Like, I never knew. I the more you do this, the more you find out if there's something, there's people that are really into it, and they go all out. So I guess there's a number of them. I'm not sure how many. There's no charge to them. And with the hearses, last year we had a little conflict. There were like two other hearse events that were going on in Ohio that kind of hurt our numbers. And I'm like, I didn't know there was that many hearse events, but once again, we're learning, you know. So this year we got the word out early, and I was just this past weekend in Pittsburgh, and I was with a group called the Graveyard Mafia, and they're a hearse group. And so they're going to get their members to come out. So we're hoping to have a number more. And it's fun to look at them and how they fix them up. And some put props in there, or they'll have music playing out of them, or, you know, lights and everything. And they get creative with it. Some are really in not great shape, and they're still fun to look at. Mm-hmm. And there was one last year that was all rusty, but in a good way. It kind of had a rustic look to it. And that ended up winning our competition because we have a little vote by the people who come, and we put together some gift baskets for them for first and second place. So this way they're walking out of there with something besides just the pride of beating the other hearses for it. But we try and make it a full rounded event.
The Graveyard Mafia. Now that sounds like a fun group, man. That sounds like a blast. So you were describing the creativity that goes into putting some of these hearses together. And you mentioned that, you know, even music is used in some cases.
Sure.
Give us an idea as to some of the more creative ones that you've seen, because I had no idea they got this detailed.
Well, you know, there's a huge event that's in Michigan. It was in Hell, Michigan.
And they're really perfect place.
There is a place called Hell, Michigan, and it was the Hearse Fest is what it's called. Well, because it's grown so much and they had some issues with the city, they actually had to move it away, and now it's at a fairground, and there's over 100 hearses that come, and there's ones that are monster trucks, and there's ones that are low riders, and there's ones, you know, that they're all, you know, with bones and all this stuff on them. I mean, there's so many varieties of them, and it's their pride and joy, you know. That's they love to go, and just like any car show, the hearse shows, they just want to go out and they want to share them with people, and they want, you know, people to look at them and enjoy them and stuff. You know, it's just a different kind of vehicle, one that's just a little morbid and creepy, which I think is great. So, you know, some of them have caskets in the back, and you know, I've seen some that the doors will fly open when people go by and stuff. They, you know, anything to get a scare. So you never know what you're going to get.
Sure. Now, did they seek you guys out originally, or how does that work initially?
There's a lot of crossover. Yeah. You know, weird people tend to gravitate to other weird people. So
sure.
I've gotten to know a lot of them, and so I just put the word out to them. And a couple of our vendors brought their hearses the first year because it's a lot of room in there to haul bodies. Well, if you're hauling props and things like that. And so we're like, hey, that's a perfect fit. Let's invite the hearses to come out as well. And so it grew from that. I think it was our second year that we decided to do that. And this is our fourth year we're doing it. And so I reached out to some of the club members, and they said, yeah, we'll get the word out, and not realizing there were some conflicting events. So we're hoping for a much bigger attendance on the hearses this year.
Very cool stuff. Again, Jeff Hartz with the Cleveland Haunts Club joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. You know, I don't think we mentioned the date of the garage sale.
It's actually August 17th.
August 17th.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And it's a really awesome event. I was there a couple of years ago.
Yes, you were.
My wife bought a couple of candles. We could have walked out with a heck of a lot more. That was so much fun to walk in there, too, because it's one of the only community garage sales I've ever been to where everybody there, all the vendors, they were really willing to wheel and deal with you. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, there was a little bit of everything there too. I mean, you guys had old DVDs there, which this guy's a huge collector.
I love DVDs,
he loves
yeah.
his DVDs. You guys had a bunch of baked goods there as well. I mentioned the candles. There were old costumes too. And I thought, God, that's brilliant, because why wouldn't you go to the garage sale and get that? You can go somewhere else and spend $40-$50. You go to the garage sale, and you guys have all kinds of different costumes to choose from.
Yeah, and the nice thing is a lot of our members have been creating stuff for the last several months in anticipation of this and, you know, getting their creative juices flowing, coming up with some different products. So there's going to be a lot of unique things you're never going to be able to get anywhere else. Custom-made pieces, you know, props and decorations, you know, things that you just won't be able to find anywhere, and you'll be able to find them here at really reasonable prices. Our one member, Christine Kiesling, she did this process called Monster Mud, where you take drywall mud and then you mix it with paint and then you put it on and it creates like a sculpture effect. You spread it on like on a sheet or something. Let's say you put it over a skeleton and it dries up like a sculpture, like rock hard. And so, and it looks like a sculpture, and we call it Monster Mud. And it's, we had our last meeting, we did a presentation that she did to the group on that. And so she created these full-size skeletons that have like a hood cloak over them, and it looks like something you'd see in a Gothic cemetery. And she has a couple of these she's going to be selling, and it was a lot of work she put into them, so it's, you know, they're going to be a little bit more, but for the right person who could see, you know, the benefits of having this or where they could use it in their yard haunt, it would be a good addition.
Very good stuff, because that takes me right down the next path. I love talking to you about the yard haunts. When does yard haunt season really kind of officially kick into high gear? Because you tell us about how you guys go all over the place. You seek these yard haunts out, and you see some really creative designs in these yards all over the place. When does that season officially kick in?
You know, it should be like in the first week of October, but you know, haunters get so excited. It's like the middle of September they start setting it up, and let's say they're setup is so involved and so much work that they need to do it that early. Like last year, our one member, Keith Stevens, he did a whole Universal Monsters theme. And it was a walkthrough haunt. It was like a little mini haunt in his yard. And I was actually in the first scene as Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I was Mr. Hyde. Dr. Jekyll was a lot thinner and younger than me, you know, and I was the big monster. I'm Mr. Hyde. And so it was several other scenes, and he started setting this up at the beginning of September. Now, it was in his backyard, and the general public couldn't see it, and he kind of waited to do the stuff in the front, but there was that much time involved that he needed to do it that early. I guess it really depends on the haunter, how elaborate their setup is, and, you know, how much trouble they go to. We've got our one member who's in the Akron area. He has this amazing full cemetery in his yard, all lit up, all this stuff, and he doesn't set it up until Halloween day. He starts in the morning, he works all day, sets it all up, and at the end of the night he takes it all down, which is, to me, is crazy, because I would want people to see it all month, but that's his thing, that's how he's always done it, and it's, you know, it works for him, and this way the people don't know what's coming. When they come on Halloween day, then they're surprised at the changes he's made, and he has people that come from all over to see it. And then he takes donations for a different charity, you know, to help with that. So it's a, you know, a good thing comes from these people's passion. But yeah, I guess to answer your question, I guess it really depends on the person. But typically it's like the first day of October is like, okay, all bets are off now, we're going, and everyone's allowed to just go crazy.
This may sound like a dumb question. There's a gentleman in North Olmsted who really enjoys decorating his yard regardless of the season, but can you mow with that stuff out there? Like, it's,
you know, you shouldn't.
Yeah.
If you want to create that spooky effect,
sure,
your grass should be long. It should look unkempt. You know, so it's actually, it benefits you to be lazy in October, because it's actually adding to the effect.
There's another gentleman, you say, that has a graveyard effect in the North Ridgeville area, really cool looking, and he let his grass grow, and I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, that sort of adds to the effect.
Right, it does.
I'm going to have to go get some grave posts. I'll start
it
up next week.
You don't have to cut the grass. See, honey, yeah. We've got the graveyard. I don't even got the grass.
Yeah, see, people are looking at your yard, and they're coming away with all kinds of admiration, right?
Exactly.
See, the husband walks by and says, man, I wish I could just let my yard go like that.
Yeah.
The wife says, oh, my God, that's a brilliant, creative, and a very cool display. So
there's a method to our madness.
Yeah, absolutely there is. Well, you guys also have a family movie night coming up.
Exactly. The following weekend, it's going to be on the 24th of August, and we've had this in the past on a smaller scale for our members, and basically it's like a drive-in movie night, but it's one of those pull up your lawn chair or your blanket, put it on the ground, and then watch the movie. This year, we're expanding it. We're having it Walker Road Park in Avon Lake, which for those who have not been there is a beautiful park, has a nice big pond, walking track, and it's got a great pavilion, and we're going to have a potluck dinner there beforehand, and then we're going to have the movie played at dark. We're going to show Beetlejuice and then Monster Squad, which are two family-friendly movies, and there's no charge for this. Just come out, enjoy the weather, the beautiful scenery in Avon Lake, and then the two movies, which are, in my mind, classics. So it should be a fun evening.
Well, they're for sure classics.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have both seen Monster Squad,
right? Oh, of course,
right?
Yeah.
All right.
My favorite line from that when I was a kid, kick Wolfman in the nards.
Yep.
Wolfman's got nards.
Yep. It's a classic. Yep.
I've got to ask, because people who are Christmas crazy, they can recite lines from all kinds of different Christmas movies. They've got their top three. They can do the same thing with Christmas carols as well. As a Halloween guy, do you have a top three as far as your favorite Halloween movies go?
You know, mine are a little different. Naturally, there's Halloween, and then the movie Trick or Treat with Samhain, the little guy. If you've never seen Trick or Treat, you've got to see that. And that's like several short stories that kind of intertwine, and then it wraps up at the end, and it all makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Samhain is the story of, or Trick or Treat's the story of Samhain, who's the keeper of the rules of Halloween. Don't, you know, blow out your pumpkin before dark or before midnight. Don't eat the candy until Halloween's over, things like that. And if you do, there's dire consequences from him. But I would say I always liked Halloween 3 of all the Halloweens, which is a really different than most horror fans.
Yeah.
I love the originals as well, but there's something about Halloween 3 that I like. And
that's the one that deviates, right? There's no Michael Myers.
Exactly. They were going to change it up and go a different direction, and the Halloween fans hated it. You know, but as far as I'm, any movie that's got Tom Atkins in it is good in my book. I've met him numerous times. As I've told you before, I've vended horror movie conventions, and I've gotten to be friends with a lot of the celebrities, and he's just one of the coolest guys out there. And in fact, I saw him in Pennsylvania at the Monroeville Mall. They had a Dawn of the Dead reunion, and he was there because they had a Creepshow reunion as well. And so, as far as I would say my third favorite Halloween movie would be this movie called Night of the Demons that takes place on Halloween night. And it's kind of a under-the-radar movie, but if people haven't seen it, it's very adult. It's R-rated, but it's really cool. There's a lot of good gore in it, but it's a great Halloween-themed movie that takes place around a Halloween party on Halloween night.
This has kind of been the last few years, really been the rise of horror movies and the blockbuster movies.
Yeah, there's been some really high-budget, high-profile movies that have done well, Get Out and It, and that's a good thing for the genre. It's getting more respect, but it's also TV shows like Stranger Things and, you know, Walking Dead has brought a lot of legitimacy to the horror genre, because that all falls under the same umbrella. Anything that kind of freaks you out or scares you, or you know, it goes in that. But it's been good for the horror, you know, aspect of things, which is great, you know. So more movies to watch, and you know, more good material.
Absolutely. Halloween season really kind of it starts earlier and earlier every year, and I kind of feel like Halloween's picking up some steam on Christmas, because there are certain people, like, you told us this last time we had you on, I mean, when Halloween ends, you know, you kind of come off the top of the mountain a little bit, whereas like a lot of people get really excited for Christmas. There are a lot of people that just don't get nearly as excited for Christmas. Like once Halloween's over, it's just like, the holiday season, it's no big deal. It's Halloween season.
That's me.
Yeah. That's like your Super Bowl, right?
It is, yeah. After that, it's like, okay, when do we get back into training camp and get back into it again? But and Haunters, on November 1st, they're planning next year already, as I've told you before. They're that passionate about it. And some really get into Christmas. And like one of our members, if you guys never been to Castle Noel in Medina.
Oh, yeah. We do a show there every year.
Yeah. And so you probably met Alan Redman, who he's like their technical director, does all their props and everything.
Yep.
And he's one of our core members. He's designing our website of the Cleveland Haunt Club. And he gave us a tour. And, you know, for me, it was like, hey, this is great. You know, it's Christmas stuff and everything. But seeing the potential of how you could turn this into something, you know, more Halloween related and everything. And Alan, who is the technical director there, is he's really into Halloween and pretty big into Christmas as well. But he kind of gets the best of both worlds working there and everything. So he's become a great addition to our club.
He's the one that showed us the Yeti, I believe, right?
I believe so, yeah.
That was the big
surprise. That sounds like the drunken Irishman. And
yeah. Yes. Yeah. He was taking us on a tour. It was really quick because we had to do it during a commercial break. But yeah. I remember seeing the Yeti, and he goes, yeah, you can't say anything about this until next week because this is like the big surprise for this year. But
yep.
That was a lot of fun. That was a blast. Well, Jeff, this was a blast. This was a lot of fun, as always. We always appreciate you spending time with us here in studio. And we'll have you on again here pretty soon, my friend, because Halloween season is upon us.
It absolutely is.
Well, what? We're 3 weeks away now from the Haunted Garage Sale, about a month away from the family movie night, too. And I know you guys have lots of other events as well. So
we do.
For the listeners out there, where they're wondering where they can go to get more information, where can they get it?
If they look us up on Facebook, look for Cleveland Haunt Club, or you can come to our website, clevelandhauntclub.com. So, and one thing I did want to say is, in years past, I've been here to talk about the Trail of Haunted Tales that's in Avon Lake, the kid-friendly one-day haunt tour that goes behind the Avon Lake Library. Will be happening again this year, and they're expanding it an hour earlier, and they're going to have 1 hour that's for even younger kids, that there's basically everything static. The haunters don't come out and tell the stories. You get to walk around and just look all this. So it'll be even toned down more for the younger ones, like 7 and under, so they can go through, not get scared, and kind of, you know, take it in and enjoy it and everything. So, yeah, that's something you want to keep on your radar. That sold out in the past within a day and a half, and they're going to be doing that again. So you're going to want to check, like, the Avon Lake Library's website or the City of Avon Lake's website, you know, and preemptively keep an eye on that, because this is selling out every year, and they're expanding, and it should be another great event this year as well. And I think that's in the – I believe it's the third weekend in October, and watch me be wrong and they get mad at me. But just, you know, check out the Avon Lake Public Library's website, and they've got more information on there.
Good stuff. Well, that sounds like a good excuse for us to have you back in before we
get to
that, because that's always a really fun event. Jeff, always a pleasure, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you again. Jeff Hartz with the Cleveland Haunts Club joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Your Money Now and Matt Douglas come your way after this here on AM 930 WEOL.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, some positive earnings news helped to push stocks higher on Wall Street today. The Dow up 177 points, the S&P up 20, the NASDAQ up 47 points. Post-market activity is seeing a flurry of earnings reports. Texas Instruments stock is up over 5% after the tech giant's earnings topped expectations. Texas Instruments also